The Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose, his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and Dick Ryan will be me, Rod O'Connor.
Ladies and gentlemen, hiya, Rod.
Hiya, Red. Say, where have you been? I thought you were going to give me a ride to the studio.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I forgot all about it. I stopped to get a haircut, and guess what? I had a lady barber. Yeah, she wasn't bad either. How do you like this cold wave on my sideburns?
Yeah, gee, women are taking over all men's jobs.
Yeah, men ought to take over the women's jobs. Of course, that won't be too easy. There's two things they can never accomplish.
What's that?
Twins.
Something, Red?
What?
Women should stick to housework.
Oh, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to win them over right now.
That's what they're made for.
What?
Housework.
Yeah?
Have you ever noticed that a woman's fingers are just the right length to fit around a broomstick?
Yeah, and a man's fingers are just the right length to fit around a golf club.
Mm-hmm.
So Providence is wonderful, isn't it? I'm going to visit there someday. It's up in Rhode Island.
Kidding, Red. The girls are infiltrating into everything.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe someday we'll have a woman president.
Oh, that day'll never come. You can't get one of them to admit she's 36. But a woman president might not be a bad idea at that. At least you know what's going on in the government. You know how the women, they can't keep secrets. I can just hear the newsboy yelling, "Extra, extra, read all about it. President just gave birth to twins." Having lady doctors, you're dying. So you're laying there, and a nurse comes in, and she lays her head on your chest to listen to your heart. Who could die? Your temperature would jump up to 980. Oh, my. And then some congresswoman would walk out. She'd stage a filibuster because some other congresswoman was wearing the same hat.
You know, it used to be a man's world once.
You kidding yourself? Women have always run things. The only man that had the world to himself was Adam.
Yeah, and he had asked for a wife.
Yeah. He took a ribbon on that, didn't he? Oh, there's nothing like good material. Sure wish we had some. You know, it's really getting to be something, though. They've got women bricklayers, contractors, bulldoze drivers. I even saw a woman ripping up the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Boy, she was using her car to do it.
Yeah, to think that most of the great men of history have been men.
Yeah. That's a brilliant statement. I suppose you're going to say next that most of the great women were great women. Don't you feel like going out on a limb?
But a man should be bossing his own house.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I told my wife this morning. She had the nerve to ask me to wash the breakfast dishes, but I straightened her out, boy.
Bully for you.
Take a nap, will you?
Yeah. I said, bully for you, a family fight, huh?
No. No.
I bet that's why you forgot to pick me up.
No, I had to finish drying the cups and saucers.
You know, we gotta stop this trend, Red. Yeah. It all starts in the home. Wives tell our husbands what to do, and now they want to branch out.
Yeah.
We gotta put a stop to it, and I know how.
How? What are you gonna do?
Show you.
Nothing that drastic now.
Oh.
Watch it, cowboy.
Hello?
Watch it, boy. Watch it, boy. Watch it.
This is Rod. Rod, your husband.
That's telling her.
You know, the guy that washes the dishes every night. That's right. Well, look, I'm going to stay out with the boys and play cards tonight, and I don't know when I'll get home. Sometime this week, maybe. Want to make something of it? Okay.
Even got the nickel back. Now, let me call my wife. There's the prefix.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, operator. I'm sorry.
My 3 minutes are up.
Come on, make that call.
I'll make the call. I'll show her who's boss around my place. Hello, honey?
I call her honey because when I married her, I got stung.
Hello, it's me. Look. Me. Red. Wait a minute, there's people here now, Look, I'll vacuum just as soon as I get home. I'll be there in 10 minutes.
Stop staring at me, Rod.
Gee. You know I could buy a skirt on the way home. Now look, don't start that stopwatch until I hang up, will you? Okay. Get ready, go!
Chicken.
I think she was ready for me.
Yeah. You let your wife tell you off that way?
That wasn't my wife. That was my 4-year-old daughter, Valentina.
The Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire, a story entitled The New Deadeye, and it stars as Deadeye, MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Come on, horse, boy!
Ooh! I think I got a little road burn.
Well, here I am. Deadeye, old Texas Deadeye. Of course, I didn't have to say Texas, but you can always tell a Texan.
Not much, but you can tell him.
I'd like to tell you why I'm here. Money. When I struck it rich, I decided to go to Hollywood and meet some of them movie folks. So I hired myself a social director. Well, here's some of the things that happened to me. I almost caused Red Skelton and Rod O'Connor to get mad at each other one time.
Hey, Rod, where are you taking me?
Well, we'll soon be there. Careful crossing the street.
Boy, you're not kidding. Pedestrians don't have a chance these days. Hey, did you hear about the guy that ran out of gas and had to push his car over a pedestrian?
Well, come on, Red. We go in this office building here.
Oh, office building, huh? Mm-hmm. Look, O'Connor, why am I here?
The answer is on this door.
Oh.
See?
Social Affairs, Rod O'Connor. The Cabina Right of Pismo Beach. Is this your office?
All mine. I've got a job, and this is my new office.
Well, didn't you like working for me?
Oh, sure.
Well, then why did you get another job? Gosh, you're not satisfied with what I'm paying you? I'll give you a raise.
Well, I'm doing this job for a friend of mine, Deadeye.
Deadeye? You mean that sad old tramp from Texas? Why, he's the only cowboy that ever seen that was bow-legged from the neck up.
Now, wait until I explain. He's changed. He recently struck oil.
Oh? What'd he do? Comb George Raff's hair?
No, he really struck oil, and money is coming in at the rate of $1,000 an hour.
Okay.
And he's spending it at the rate of $2,000 an hour. I'm in charge of all Deadeye's social activities while he's in Hollywood. He wants to meet some important people.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Are you in the social register?
No.
Are you in the handbook of the 400?
No. If I don't pay my phone bill, I ain't going to be in that yellow book either.
Well, you see, Skelton, you help me in lining up things for Deadeye, and we'll split the salary even, Steven, huh?
Oh. Okay, that'll be a third to you, third to me, and a third to my brother-in-law.
Well, now, wait a second. I thought the split was going to be even Steven.
Steven's my brother-in-law.
Oh, now, cut it out, Red. Look, Deadeye wants to meet some glamour girls, you see? Now, do it as a favor to me. Please. My job depends on Deadeye meeting some glamour girls. Please, please, please.
Oh, let's not get sick.
Look, I got work to do. Deadeye wants me to hire him a chauffeur and a butler and a bodyguard.
He's really in chips, huh?
Yes. He's even asked me to hire David Rose and his orchestra to play nothing but cowboy music.
No kidding.
No kidding. They're in the next office now rehearsing.
Well, let's go in and listen.
Okay.
Money sure can add class to you. Like when I came out here in my own plane, I was met at the airport by some newspaper people.
Got another road burn.
Well, quite a crowd to meet old Deadeye, huh?
Deadeye, I've arranged a press interview.
Yeah, I'm Brown from the Sun. Now, what do you
feel as a ghost to me?
I said I was Brown from the Sun.
Oh.
Tell me, where do you hail from?
Where I hail from?
Yeah.
Well, I look like a blizzard. I was born in Texas. You know where Texas is, don't you? It's bordered on the north by Texas, and on the south by Texas, and on the west by Texas, and on the east by Texas. And a little patch of land that's known as the United States is right on the other side.
They say your oil well is the biggest producer in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll never forget the day that gusher blew its top.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw such an explosion in all my life. I got a letter the next day. It says, "Dear Deadeye, please, we can't hear ourselves think. Signed, the folks from Nevada."
Tell me, before you hit the Wildcat oil well, you were a ranger, weren't you?
Yeah, I was a... did some arranging, yeah, for Dave Rose.
A ranger.
Oh, yeah, I was a gunfighter, sir.
When did you shoot your first man?
Well, it's kind of hard to remember, partner, but when I was born, the doctor that slapped me on the back, I let him have it. About 20 men in cold blood, 8 men in warm blood, and then 3 men didn't have any blood at all. They were wearing berets at the time. Say, just to show you what kind of a shot I am, you see that fly crawling up the wall there? Here. Oh?
Could we have a picture? We have a photographer here.
Well, I always carry my own. Here's a good one of me.
That shows the real you.
It does? That's a picture of my horse. No, that's me. No, it's my horse. I think. The only way you can tell us apart is my horse is wearing glasses.
Tell me, what do you think about taxes?
Oh, let's turn the page and find out.
Did I... Take your hat from over your heart. He said taxes, not Texas.
Oh, I thought you said
Texas. I hear that everyone in Texas has plenty.
Yes, sir. The only way you can tell a rich Texan from a poor Texan is that a poor Texan has to drive a dirty Cadillac.
Okay, folks, that's all. Break it up now.
Yep.
Two beans times two beans is four beans.
Nescafe uses lots more beans.
10 beans times 4 beans, and add 3 more beans.
Make 43 rich coffee beans.
Yes, you get 43 beans in every cup of Nescafe real coffee beans. That's all there is in Nescafe. 43 beans in every cup.
Make Nescafe the all coffee instant coffee. With a left, have another cup. Hey,
Extra bean means extra flavor. Today's Nescafe goes all the way for flavor with 43 choice beans in every cup.
There's some people in the outer office to apply for jobs.
Well, send them in one at a time.
Won't you come in, sir?
Yep, here I am. Do you call for a chauffeur? This ought to be awful good, boy.
Jim Cadiddlehopper, what's wrong with you?
Well,
what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
This thick carpet kind of tickles my bare feet.
Why don't you wear shoes?
Oh, I hate to waste time buttoning them up.
Did you come to see me about working for Deadeye?
Yeah, I'd like to get a job driving a car. How much does the job pay? And will it pay as much as my last job, I hope.
Well, tell me, what were you paying on your last job?
I don't know.
You better find out or it's going to be a short show.
Just read what's
there.
Yeah, I got 25 cents a week.
25 cents a week?
Not so loud. I don't want them income tax collectors getting wind of this.
This job pays $30 a week.
Are you suggesting that I take a reduction in salary, sir?
When? $30 a week is more than 25 cents a week.
It is? Well, how long has this been going on?
You learned it in the first grade.
Oh, really? I got news for you.
What?
I couldn't have learned it in the first grade.
Why?
I didn't even get through kindergarten.
You want to be Deadeye's driver, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have a chauffeur's license?
Chauffeur? Let's see. That's the thing you keep your socks and shirts in, ain't it?
That's a chiffonier.
Oh, yeah. Listen, no, I don't have one of those, but my dog's got a license, practically new. And I'm happy to say that I could use his.
How could you use his?
I live a dog's life. And I had my distemper shot this morning.
Well, we can get your license easy enough. Come on, now, let's see how you drive Deadeye's car.
Well, this ought to be real interesting now. Here.
Okay, Clem, get behind the wheel. Show me how you can drive.
Well, now, don't push me. This car is a little bit different. The gear shift's a little different from those Model Ts I've been using.
Look, you don't have to shift gears in this car. It's automatic.
No shifting?
No shifting.
There's a lot of shiftless things around here.
Well, there's no clutch in this car.
I got one that's better than this. No wheels. Then after you drive it for about a year, I found out it's got no motor in it either.
Well, come on, let's go.
Okay, we're off.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Boy, this car really digs out, don't it, huh?
Well, don't just sit there.
It's a real crazy car.
Don't just sit there. Grab the steering wheel, Clem.
Which one's the steering wheel?
It's right there. Have you ever driven before? Well, have you?
Oh, don't rush me. I'm trying to think.
Move over. Let me get behind the wheel.
Well, stop getting excited, will you? Just stand by with a dustpan and a broom.
Clem, take it easy.
Look, if you're so upset when we go around these curves, just do what I do.
What's that?
Close your eyes.
Clem, turn right. This is a dead-end street.
Are you sure?
Yes. You see that brick wall? We can't go any further.
Mighty thick one. That... You see, it's all in knowing how. I'm no quitter, boy. I keep right on.
Gee, look at the fenders.
Yeah, looks kind of nice wrapped around in a bow, don't it? Around. The...
Gee, what'll I tell Deadeye when he asks about his car?
Tell him to get rid of it. The windshield wiper don't work anymore.
To my car. I wouldn't mind so much if it hadn't have been yesterday's car. But it was one of my new cars that I bought today.
From the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire, we present Junior, the mean little kid.
Junior! Now, how did you know I was doing something wrong? It beats me, boy. She will, no doubt. What do you want, Gail?
Come downstairs.
Yes, ma'am. In a few minutes. At the moment, I is very busy.
Well, drop what you're doing and come down here.
Okay. I was pouring water out of the flower vase.
Come down here at once.
I better step on it, boy. I detect the hair voice tone in her voice. I slide down the banisters. It will be quicker. You scared me, too. Goodness, you make me stop like that, and you know it's impossible but to get a retread over the holidays.
Junior, you've broken six bases this week. Six. Now, how do you explain that?
Well, Sunday is the day of rest.
Look at this living room. It looks like a cyclone hit it.
Well, don't blame it on me. Blame it on Santa Claus for bringing me that chemistry set. The first thing I did was make myself a uranium spitball. Boy, we better move to Las Vegas to try out my other inventions. Anyway, I'd like to see more pop anyhow.
Your father doesn't spend much time in Nevada. He only goes there for big game hunting.
Yeah, shooting dice.
Junior, your father does not gamble.
Oh, living in this house with me is a gamble. Doctor would say.
Junior, come here. Mother wants to talk to you.
Well, does we have to go through that birds and bees routine again? Frankly, I'm getting quite bored of that, you know.
No, darling.
You told me about the birds and bees, and I kissed a bee and he stung me.
This is really something else.
Huh?
In a few days, the year will be gone forever.
Well, don't blame that on me. Nothing to do with you, kiddo.
We'll start a brand new year.
Yes?
And I think it's about time you make some resolutions.
Okay, I'm going to make three of them. First, wash three times a day. Second, never to refuse to take a nap. Now, how's that for a revolution?
Resolution. Not revolution.
Personally, I think it's revolting.
You name two, Junior. What about the third one?
I was afraid you were going to ask that. My third one is not to pay any attention to the first two. A little plan all breaked up, because I'm going to do what I'm going to do anyhow, so why be miserable, you know?
You won't be miserable, dear.
Yes, I will.
You'll be improving your character.
Well, I'm too much of a character as it is. Is you going to make any revolutions?
Resolution, Junior. Resolution. Yes, dear. I'm going to try to make your home life even happier than it has been.
You've been like this ever since you've been listening to them English movies on television.
That's what?
Resolution. Can't we go down and have some to eat? Don't we have to stay? Get lost, kiddo. What do you mean that if I live a better life than you, it's going to top of page 27?
Well, I'm not going to burn the hairbrush, if that's what you mean.
I knew she'd find it sooner or later.
Out of my resolution already.
Oh?
Right now I have something baking in the oven.
I know. I've been washing the smoke steam out of the kitchen.
Oh, good heavens! Yeah. Oh!
Fire! Fire!
But no, it isn't fire! No!
What's that?
The oven was too hot and I burned the first batch of buns.
Well, shall I go get some onion tea?
Now, where's that cookbook?
It's over there. You burned that, too.
That's enough, Junior. Now, stop that. Now, go play with your dog. I'm busy.
Well, me dog is asleep on me bed.
What? You get yourself right upstairs and get him off. It's unhealthy for him to sleep on your bed.
Well, I know, but he get used to it.
You go upstairs and get that dog off your bed.
I don't have to go upstairs to do that. All I got to do is open this icebox door. What, kiddo? Better than a whistle. There, you hungry, Duke? Huh? Hey, what's the trick I taught you, Mommy? What's this? Okay, Luke, set up, will you? Set up.
Oh, what a stupid dog. You told him to sit up and he laid down.
Well, he's not stupid. You don't tell a dog to do something and he does it. But you tell a dog to do something and he does something on your own, it takes brains to think of that. He's not stupid. You see, he's part German Shepherd and he don't understand English very well. Why do you call my puppy dog stupid? He's calling him stupid and you're not.
Oh, no, Junior, now don't
you
cry.
You know he's stupid, and I know he's stupid. But he thinks he's Einstein.
Now, darling, don't cry. I'll let you be the first one to sample one of my cinnamon buns.
Oh, no.
you're not going to make no guinea pig out of me. Take it away, kid. Take it away.
Oh, South America, take it away.
Now, that was not a very nice thing to say about my bun. Here, now try one.
Well, why press me luck? Here, I'll let the puppy dog tell you. Here, boy. Here, take a bite of this. Look!
Take it away from him. He's getting crumbs all over the floor.
Damn it! Crumbs in his teeth!
Oh, look, he's this
boy out!
Look at him! Where is this
boy out? Hey, look at him sneer at me.
You deserve a good whipping.
Mommy, if you as much as lay a hand on me, I'm going to tell on you.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you run a bookie business in the basement.
Why, that's not so.
Oh, no. Stay where you are. This is a raid.
Hurry! Hurry! Hide the phone! What am I going to do to you?
Well, I don't know.
You go upstairs to your room and think about your New Year's resolutions.
Okay, Lieutenant. Which one shall I work on?
The one that will help you to be a better boy.
Oh?
And make you thankful for the things you have.
Well, has I got something to be thankful for?
Why, certainly everyone has.
Well, what have you got to be thankful for?
I'm thankful for you.
Oh, this kid blew her top.
Boy, yes, I am.
Boy, she's coming out of her ears right now. You're a real George, Clyde. You dreamer, you.
You are thankful you has me?
Yes, darling.
Then why is it every time you look at me, you get up, walk across the room, and punch me pop right in the nose?
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening.